Welcome to Your Health, a podcast from Jefferson Healthcare. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Today, we're going to talk about the improvements to lab scheduling, how it's been streamlined, and how it works now at Jefferson Healthcare with Damon McCutcheon, Patient Access Manager. Thanks for being here today, Damon.
Thanks for having me, Maggie.
So like I said, we're here to talk about a new feature of MyChart at Jefferson Healthcare. But before we get into that, can you please tell us what is MyChart and why would a patient need to use it?
Good question. Simply stated, MyChart is a secure online platform that allows a patient to access and manage their health information. Why a patient should really be interested in this? It allows you to be interactive in your healthcare experience. I can log into MyChart using a computer, a tablet, a smartphone, and I can, with a couple clicks, be able to see future appointments. I can see my past appointments, any information that the provider has put in there. If I have questions, I can reach out through a secure email chat and speak directly with my care team, my doctor and nurses, to ask any of those clarifying questions. I can see test results. I can see anything that I may have scheduled. It really is a great platform. I can even go so far as to look at any balances that I might have due, pay my bills online. If that's a little bit too much for me to manage, I can even go ahead and set up financial assistance or payment plans through MyChart.
That is amazing. And two good things. It's a secure online system. So secure, underlined, right?
Yes.
And also the easy access part I like, because I know a lot of people are not tech savvy. So the easy access sounds good to me.
I'm one of those people. And absolutely, if I can figure out how to navigate my way through it, anyone can.
You and me both, brother. I know one of the most challenging things for patients is getting lab work done, but Jefferson Healthcare is rolling out a new service that's going to help streamline that process. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. A lab draw is typically one of the fastest, simplest procedures that you can have done in a hospital. You come in, you register for the appointments, you get taken back into the lab, prick your arm, get a couple vials, you go about your way. However, a lot of folks have the idea that they're going to stop in before they go to work in the morning or take a quick break during their lunch and run in, which normally would make great sense, except when everyone has the same idea and people all show up at the same time and we start to get bottlenecks, and then all of a sudden it complicates the process. So what Jefferson Healthcare has done is we've opened up a new online scheduling function with MyChart, where if I want to get my labs drawn, if I have an order for that, I can go in to my MyChart app. I can see what days and times are available. I can get that appointment scheduled. That way I can show up for my appointment. I'm given priority in the check-in process. It gets me in, it gets me out with a much smaller wait time than just a standard walk-in. We will still absolutely honor walk-in patients. That's still absolutely available. But if you are in a time crunch, the scheduling function really will help reduce that wait time, both for the registration process and for the lab itself.
That sounds ideal. You can't just walk in anywhere anymore without expecting to wait over an hour, right? Especially a medical facility.
Is unfortunately the truth of things anymore, but we're doing what we can to minimize that and even mitigate it in some instances.
It sounds like it. That's great. What can patients do if they have questions about scheduling their lab appointments? That would probably be me.
Well, they absolutely can reach out to the hospital. Our public website, jeffersonhealthcare.org, does have some information. My office is actually in the central registration area. I am typically available to help if patients have questions, but they should be able to stop by any registration desk and have someone help walk them through the process. Really, the biggest importance is they do need to have MyChart available on some sort of device.
Is there anything else in closing that you'd like to add that you think people should know about with MyChart and the new streamlined version?
No, you know, it really is that simple. I recommend using it. Any feedback, I am absolutely welcome it all.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your expertise.
Thank you for having me, Maggie. I appreciate it.
Of course. Again, that's Damon McCutcheon. And if you'd like to find out more, please visit jeffersonhealthcare.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to Your Health from Jefferson Healthcare.